dead, torn, moist.
Proudly sponsored by stms.studio for all your merch and printing needs.
Proud patron of Ian's Chain Charity, helping to save lives together.
This is Joe, Twisted, Torn and Moist. I am at the doghouse. Well, I'm not in the doghouse, but I'm at the doghouse in Stafford. And I walked in and I was like, are you in a band? And lo and behold, they are. Because you can spot a band from a mile away, can't you? So who am I with? What's your band called?
We are Razor Sharp Death Blizzard.
Oh, I can't understand you. We're going to have to get some subtitles on this one. What are we called?
Razor Sharp Death Blizzard.
I like that. So did you come up with that name after a really heavy snowstorm?
Funnily enough, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you?
Beast from the East.
Was it?
Was it?
No, yeah. It wasn't, because I was in the band then.
No.
So it must have been the Beast from the West.
Must have been.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Savile.
Hey!
No, he wasn't from the West, was he?
I think we've talked about this before, that there's a... Me and Jamie are the
original.
Go
your story. Go with your story.
We're both the original members, so we have different stories of this. Our drummer had walked into practice at the time, Dino, and he'd said that it was on a notice board for the Edinburgh Evening News that a woman had died in a razor sharp death blizzard.
Wow! Okay.
And we thought it was a great name.
Shout out to that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice,
fuck her.
Okay. Well, she got buried.
Rest in peace.
She should have been more prepared for the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
If she did, she should have been wearing a name that we did.
A nice denim jacket,
and a decent scarf
and a goonie.
What the hell's a goonie?
Sorry, a house coat.
A goonie. Goonie.
Goonie.
That's like a dressing gown, a house coat. Yeah. Who calls it a house coat?
I thought you southerners called it a house coat.
No, I call it a dressing gown.
Oh, fair enough. I'll let you away with dressing gown.
Dressing gown, a goonie? Can you put your goonie on? I'll be like, what? You want me to put my goonie on?
It's right. Kind of sexy though, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, if someone said that to me, drop dead, yeah? Will you get your goonie out for me? Get your goonie out for the lads, yeah? All right, come on now. What do you call alleyways? Do you call them ginnels?
A close.
Or a venal.
A venal?
A venal.
Right. Fettled in a venal. Oh, my God. This is taking a turn. This really has. I mean, I know it's called Twisted, Torn and Moist. We're covering everything. I'm just going to get my gunny on. I'm off. Go get your gunny. I've pulled. Is that what they say?
Imagine. Pretty much.
Right, okay, yeah. You should definitely do, like, a photo shoot in a load of gunnies. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? I know you're thinking about it now. It's running around your head. Thoughts running around your head.
I can almost picture it.
Freeze goonie thing that we saw.
Yeah, we became obsessed with English markets and how sometimes you get these howling wolf prints on, you know, the kind I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And there's like a moon in the background and this wolf howling.
Yeah, yeah, I know that, yeah.
So we found a goonie that had that on it on Amazon.
Nice, okay. Did you get the matching blanket?
Well, we've not got that far yet.
I think what it's called. My daughter bought me a thing. Oh, I'll tell you what it's called. A nudie.
Oodie.
Yeah.
I thought you said a nuddy then. No. I was like, hey, we're really going on.
A nudie, right? Now,
yeah. Oodie. It's oodie.
I live in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah. And I'm old, right?
No.
And I genuinely am. So and my daughters bought me a hoodie because I live in this old cottage.
Yeah.
And they bought me this hoodie, and I'm like, about 5 years before that, they bought me a onesie.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm a grown man. I ain't fucking wearing this thing, right? I take it, I'm allowed to swear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a grown fucking man. I'm not wearing a onesie, right? So they bought me this hoodie. And it sat on top of my wardrobe for about 2 years. And then I ran out of gas in my heater and that. And I took the hoodie down. And it was like a game changer. It's like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But we noticed before that whilst looking for howling wolf fleeces, they do a howling wolf fleece hoodie.
Wow.
Which is like game changing. I'm going to buy one.
You just need some Velcro slippers as well.
I do.
Have you? Why aren't you wearing them tonight then?
Well,
You imagine cold.
You could wear a gunny on and your howling wolf. Yeah, your Crocs.
So I woke up this morning. I had the option of Vans, my Heelys.
Heelys? Whoa, right. My 6-year-old niece has got some Heelys. Are you joking me? So did you go scooting around in your Heelys, like literally?
Only if you're shopping in Tesco, because the Tesco where we live has escalators that are sloped for trolleys, so you can fucking fly down them.
A travelator, they're called, yeah. Yeah, travelator.
Well, they're really good for Heelys.
And if you dock your trolley, it doesn't move.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We all like a bit of docking, don't we, lads?
Yeah, do you? Not in those Ride the Lightning Crocs, let me tell you. All you need
that's
is a pair
the only
of...
only things to wear when you're docking. Let me tell you,
you know what you should do? You should have these as merch items to sell on your merch table, especially for those cold nights. What's your favourite item of clothing? What are you wearing? What does it say on your top?
Tombs.
It's
an Irish band.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at your top and I was trying to work it out. Tombs, they're from Ireland. Have you played with them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, okay. So you're repping. That's really good that you're supporting them as well over here. That's ace.
Shout out to Tombs.
Yeah, was it a good gig with them?
Yeah.
Awesome. Tombs. Shit,
yeah, the guy Alex, who's the singer guitarist, is a really good guy. I told Steamer like us as well. So.
Yes.
Nice. What's it all about? So this year, obviously, you're here today, and you're in Wigan tomorrow at the Boulevard. What are your other plans? Where do you want to play?
Where do you want to play?
This will get listened to by so many people.
Kind of anywhere, but primarily this year will probably be the follow-up. It'll probably be our third album. Really needs to get finished, kind of thing.
Costs a lot of money as well, doesn't it, to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but then after, you spunk a lot of money into the album, but then you've got to think of the tour after, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So,
I mean, we were kind of unlucky that with our second album, it can arrive. It's called The World Is Fucked. Jamie has the merchandise.
The World Is Fucked?
The World Is Fucked.
I love it. Yeah, look at that. I like that.
Recorded by Mr. Chris Fielding from Conan.
Nice.
Ex-Conan.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I like your merch. I didn't notice
it. Yeah. We recorded that, obviously, before COVID. And then every band that we know sort of did a COVID album in that. And... I don't mean this in a big-headed way. I write the music, I write the riffs, and then we, obviously, I'm a guitar player, so I can't actually do anything else. So we're a band.
Yeah.
But I write the riffs, and everything I wrote during kind of COVID, I kind of disregarded, because everybody made a COVID album, and we kind of made a COVID album before COVID, so I don't really want it kind of tinged with a negativity.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's what happened. Everyone came out with this really sad kind of depression album.
I mean, we're the kind of band that it's naturally going to sound like that anyway, kind of thing. But
led you down a path though that you really want to steer clear of and maybe move on.
It was kind of everybody. As soon as restrictions ended, everybody came out and they released an album. And it was like, regardless of whether the tunes maybe have that kind of negativity or that with the association of it, I didn't really want to jump straight into it. I would rather kind of put a wee bit of time between it and. I mean, the world's still the same place as it was before COVID, to be quite honest in that. So, you know, being a kind of quite a negative political band, it's naturally going to sound that way anyway. But as I say, I don't really want the stuff I wrote then to reflect what
I get that
we're moving forward
and I think as well there's a lot of people out there still suffering and struggling, and
we
really have to try and encourage them to come out. And you know, every time you see something COVID related, it takes someone back to that moment, to that negativity. And I think we need to really work on moving forward now, positive, and kind of the world's opened back up, hasn't it? So we need to get people out, we need to, you know, get some happy stuff, well, as happy as you can get, you know.
Yeah, totally, you know.
Doom and Bloom, you should call it. Doom and Bloom.
It's still the
same album there, man.
Doom and Bloom.
Some nice clothes on the front.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the same themes and everything like that. But as I say, when we came out of lockdown and that, everything. I'm not very kind of technical in that, so it took a bit of kind of being able to record at home and that. So everything I recorded at that kind of stage was just like, every time I listen to any of the riffs and that, it reminds me. But the weird thing is about COVID was I live in the middle of nowhere, and the only difference in my life was that I didn't have to go to my shit job anymore. You know? But I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere, as in, like, when I walk out the front with my dogs and that, it's just sheep and cows and a farmer going past with a tractor and stuff like that. My life didn't really change anything for the negative, other than when you went to the supermarket, you were limited to what you could buy and stuff.
I think we're
like
creatures
that
of routine, though, aren't we? Every human being out there loves a bit of routine.
Yeah.
It's safety. So, you know, people that go do the shopping on a Wednesday suddenly couldn't do the shopping on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it really messed with people because their coping mechanisms is putting a routine in place. Yeah. And then you take that away and everyone's kind of like, oh my God, you know.
I think from my point of view, though, it was like, we just, before we went into lockdown and that, we'd just recorded an album and that, so it'd been quite an intense period coming up to that.
Yeah.
And we'd done a lot of gigging that year. And
we had a big tour line.
Yeah.
And then COVID smashed it.
Europe and that. And
with Ireland, I think
at that point, I probably needed the break anyway, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so while everybody was squirreling away the riffs and that, I just kind of took it that it was like
a bit of downtime for you.
Rest
and recuperation. I think that's happened as well. A lot of bands have reset, whereas your life's so fast, you're gigging, you're touring here, there and everywhere. You had that time to reset, spend time with your families, and then come back fresher and with more energy to just burn yourself out again. That's usually what happens,
totally.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's all exciting, really, then, on the front of that. Got the other album coming up.
Yeah.
What do you think on it? What have you? Are you going to let us me into a bit of a snippet? Are you? What direction have you gone down with it?
With the next album, faster, thrashier.
Okay.
The first one tonight will be the title track of that album.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll be paying attention then. I'll be like, right.
It's called Power Corrupt.
Lovely. Exciting then, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, is there any bands you want to play with?
Play more with Raging Speedhorn.
Yeah, would you? Well, you know, do you really want to?
Well, we've played with them a few times.
You know Jim?
Yeah,
Jim?
Yeah.
So Jim actually lives near me. He lives like 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away. Yeah?
We have a nice story about Jim.
Jim Palmer.
We've got lots of...
Did he?
when we played at Bunker 13.
Yeah, good old Jimmy.
Yeah, Jim turned around. This is funny as fuck. Good friends with Jim. So Jim's turned round and he's pissed all over my shoes. I'm like, normally that would require you to knock somebody out. I turned around and I went, what the fuck are you doing, Jim? And Jim's like, you said something about me. I'm like,
so he pissed in your shoes.
I'm like,
must be a stokey thing.
And then he kind of looked at me blankly, as Jim does when he's drunk, and went, oh, well, somebody said something. I'm like, well, what do they fucking mean? You've just pissed him.
I've been to many house parties with Jim, and you know, is
that night? That night there was a trail, all the wheelie bins down his street. It's like there's his phones on one of them, his wallets on another one, and then like his shoes were on another wheelie bin, and then on his pathway into his house was like his fucking trousers.
He's incredible, and the work he does in his business, about the guitars, like, no one can sort a guitar out like Jim.
Yeah.
I actually contacted him a couple of weeks ago and said, I want to get you on here, just talk about your guitar company, spread the word for the smaller bands out there that perhaps aren't able to, you know, get someone to give them a bit of TLC, because we can all look after our own, but actually getting someone with Jim's kind of experience...
Yeah.
It'll be really nice to be able to do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He is. It's ace. So Raging Speedhorn, obviously, I'll be telling Jim about this. So.
You know what? That'd be the worst idea ever. We've discussed this. And somebody would die. Definitely.
Yeah. I already almost have.
It'll be you with your Heelys. You'll be on the, you'll be skating around on your Heelys, won't you?
Possibly, unless I was wearing my Crocs that day. I usually pick the Crocs when playing Rispy Torn.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you wear your white socks up your leg as well?
In sport mode. In sport mode. With, with the, you know, the ankle things right up.
Have they got a big fire, like, have they got a big trail of flame on them?
No, they're just lightning.
They've got the lightning bolt. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Nice. You should definitely play a gig in them.
You know what they should really do? They should actually collab with Heelys and bring out a pair of Croc Ride Lightning Heelys.
Yeah, that'd be good,
wouldn't it? Put a wee wheel in those bad boys.
That would be mint, that. I think you should.
And everybody will be dotting about.
Well, we'll tag them in this and see what they say, yeah?
Eh?
How about that? You can do a bit of collaboration.
Yeah, totally.
And you can get like a house coat that's got a lightning strike on it. Or when you open it up, you can have like a whole big lightning strike that strikes you.
Howling wolf crocs.
Yeah. Make sure the Velcro though.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Velcro, but they don't actually serve a purpose. They're just going over the, like the top of the croc.
And they would need a wee hook in the front.
They do. They stop your feet from getting wet when people piss on them.
But they would need a wee,
when you're out with Jim.
They need a wee hook on the front so that when you use that stick to pull your shoes on.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Right, so I asked you about a quiz. Yes. Do you want to take part in this quiz?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Go on then.
Right.
How many questions?
So there's 10.
All right, here we go. Okay. Come on, boys.
Let's feel back.
So how many measures of Gordon's gin are there in a Vespa?
Yeah,
it's James Bond's cocktail. Do you want multiple choice?
Well, no, a Vespa's a fucking... a moped.
Do you want a multiple choice?
Yes. Go
back. 1, 3, or 5?
5.
Right, go for the biggest number, 5.
It's 3.
Ah,
what is the tallest type?
In England, it maybe is, but
oh, I see. All this independence nonsense. Right. What is the tallest type of tree in the world? It's the redwood. Well done. Ka-ching! To a single decimal point, how many kilometres are in a mile?
1.6.
Well done. Look at that. Look at this. You're cooking on gas. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? Do you know what that means? Per capita. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
You see, your natural reaction would be America by the volume. But if you've ever met American chocolate, shit.
Yeah, yeah,
Belgium.
Yeah. Think about it.
Either Belgium or Switzerland.
Makes it maybe, but consuming it, I would say.
Well, you have mentioned the right answer there, so. Yeah, is that what you're going with? Well done. There you go, see? It was me. I give you the answer, but okay. Right, in the USA, how many time zones are there? Time zones in the USA?
3, 5, 4, 5, 6.
Six time zones in America, yeah. And, right, I've had multiple answers to this question. What is the largest organ in the human body? The largest.
Testing.
No? Think about it. It's one of your senses.
Your skin.
It's your skin. Yeah, absolutely is. How many? Right, this one. How many bones has a shark got? Yeah. You're very quiet over there. Do you want to have a go?
325.
Well, if I was to tell you a human's got 206, you're still going to go with 325.
How many has a human got?
206.
So here's the thing, right? We're based, and two of us are from this place called Selkirk in Scottish Borders.
Yeah.
We had a famous
home of the Selkirk Rex, the cat.
But Selkirk had a famous band from it called Frightened Rabbit.
Okay.
Who are quite an influential band in the indie scene in that. Anyway, there's a tragic thing there, but they had a song called 400 Bones, right? Which is a great song. But it's like, 400 bones of what? Because that doesn't equate to how many's in a human body.
No.
Or two human bodies. So,
if this is right, I'm gonna
I think Scott fucking fucked up there.
Yeah? So what's your answer?
it's certainly know that he should have thrown himself off the fourth road bridge in shame getting that answer wrong.
Is it 400 pounds?
Is that what you're going with?
400.
No, the answer is none.
None?
There's none, it's cartilage. It's cartilage.
That's a trick question.
It's not. That's the correct answer. You just got it wrong.
I feel like that you have led us on like...
Have I led you on?
Kind of like... Kind of like Bill Cosby would.
Right. Well, I mean, you can ask Google. Google will lead you on as well because it'll tell you the right answer.
Yeah, but he's a cunt.
What, did they teach you in your Scottish schools?
The good shit.
Don't worry. Right, you'll like this one. What is the most common pub name in the UK?
Labrador.
No, but probably wait. What year? This like recently.
Pub name.
Pub, not pup.
You said puppy.
No, I said pub name. Listen, puppy, pin them ears back.
Queen's Head.
No, close though, kind of.
King's Head.
No.
Bull's Head.
No.
The King's paedophile.
No, think about. So it's an animal and it's a colour.
Ah, the red fox.
No.
The white
swan.
White swan.
No. You've already said one of the words.
Prince Andrew.
It's the red lion. Yeah. Right, what does the symbol HE stand for?
Symbol?
HE.
HE, helium.
Yeah, so you got to do your best helium voice. Hey. Oh, yeah. Daddy? Right, and in the rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Three, you've got to sing it now. You're the youngest, so you can sing it.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice.
See how they run?
See how they run?
Yeah.
They all run after the farmer's wife. There's a carving knife.
Yeah. Have you ever seen such a small thing in your life?
It's three
blind mice. Three blind mice, well done. Well, there's the quiz.
Three mice that had three legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Three leg mice.
My daughter, who is like the worst person in thing me, I love you, Natasha. She was one of these that just used to like constantly bring animals home.
Yeah.
And still does.
And still is. And fucking still does. Eh?
She's not a cat, just to clarify.
Yeah. But she rescued these three mice from someone who were actual like wild field mice. And they all had three legs.
Oh, okay. Genetic breeding.
Yeah. Well, apparently it was something to do with... They hadn't kept them in straw. They'd kept them in paper. And the paper had got round. Yeah.
And, like, ligated them.
Yeah.
They came off. Well, at least they survived.
Imagine that with, like, three fucking mice. Mm, yeah, and then one of the mice escaped and we thought it was dead. And then about 2 years later...
It raped you.
I found it. Running about at the bottom of the stairs and really? It had three legs and it was like it was obviously the same fucking mouse.
Well, it's happy. So do you know what we've learned today? We've learned that you're not bad at quizzes and also that mice can live a very happy life with three legs.
Yeah.
And being blind.
Eating dog food because that's probably all it is.
Yeah, nice. Well, listen, I look forward to chatting with you, you know, and seeing your progress throughout the year. When your album's coming up, hit me up and we'll get we'll do an album focused one as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can do loads of features and I'll share the word. How about that?
Yeah.
No, you're fine, honestly. Well, it's been lovely chat to you. So yeah, I'll take care and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye bye.